I have connected with Eric, the author, Eric Douglas. He's quite a creative guy, and he's a diver. He's a good friend. He has a new book out. We're going to talk about that. But I guess first, before we get into that, Eric, I got to ask, what were you doing during Shark Week and Bug Fest? Were you involved in either one?
I unfortunately wasn't involved. Unfortunately, I wasn't involved with Bug Fest.
Yeah.
Shark Week, no, but I missed both of them. Actually, I was on a family vacation hanging out on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and just I was reconnecting with my ocean.
Okay. So you were purposely avoiding Shark Week.
I was purposely avoiding Shark Week, absolutely.
Okay. And but you didn't, you couldn't participate in Bug Fest because you were up there. Did you try to dive
in the
Outer Banks?
I had scheduled a dive, was planning on getting out. There's some amazing dives off of North Carolina. But we had such just rough weather. The day I was planning to go out, there were red flag warnings on the beach and small craft advisories, and they weren't about to go out on that, so we canceled.
Yeah, that would be no fun. Yeah, you've dove over there before, though, haven't you?
I have, and I've been on the wrecks that we were supposed to dive before, but I was just looking forward to get back in the water. But it wasn't to be.
Wasn't to be. Is that where they do the Sand Tiger wreck dives, or is that somewhere else?
No, that's exactly it. Especially this time of year, you get a lot of Sand Tigers in. We were going to do the U-85, which was a German U-boat off of Nag's Head, which I've dived before. But it's really cool to see and to realize that German U-boats were in that close to the U.S. shipping lanes. But
I'm hip. Well, I would imagine that kind of scenario will filter its way into one of your novels. Am I right, or has it already done that?
Well, it's done it before. Wreck of the Huron starts out on the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Yeah.
But there's a real good chance that the next Mike Scott story goes back to the Outer Banks.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that and the new release that literally just went on sale this week. Next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A wicked girl? I don't know. I that's a compliment, right, Eric?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah. You have to go to Fiji, put on a dress, and then maybe that'll explain it. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about other stuff.
Yeah, let's just not even go there.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. You got a new book out in the Mike Scott series. And, first of all, it's called?
Water Crisis Day Zero.
Yeah, Water Crisis Day Zero. Available on Amazon and, all the different electronic forms, or you can get a hard copy. Booksbyeric.com. Get that out there right from the top. And this one, quick synopsis. Give it to us.
You know, the story's along the idea that water, fresh water, is actually a dwindling resource, and so the short story or short version of it is there's a person who's created a new way to desalinate water and provide water for places that are in trouble and don't have enough water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Russian oligarch who's out to stop him or to stop her, but also at the same time going to seed panic in the United States and create water refugees and mayhem in the United States.
Yeah. So it has a little, right out of the headlines, the Russians are involved. that we don't have enough water. So it's kind of like naked and afraid. They're always trying to find water when they're butt ass naked on some island in the Bahamas. And it covers all the bases right out of the, TV news. And just fun TV show kind of things as well. So I found it very entertaining. And, obviously there's a diving element to it as well. He always works those elements in. They're very detailed as a scuba diver himself.
Absolutely.
And so if you're a diver, you will definitely enjoy this. But don't believe that you have to be a diver to enjoy it as well, because you don't. It's just a cool adventure novel. Featuring this Mike Scott character. He's written several books. This is the 10th, is that right?
This is the 10th in the series. I never really, when I started out, I never imagined I would make it this far, to be honest with you. But this is the 10th story in the series. There are now 8 novels and 2 novellas in the Mike Scott series.
Yeah. Now tell me a little bit more about how you get inspired for these stories, because they are very detailed. Like I said, you're always pulling from the headlines. This isn't really anything new with any of the Mike Scott series books. If you read them and if you've been to some of the locales that he says, you know, when he's in the Cayman Islands or, you know, off the Outer Banks or whatever, if you've been to those places, like, oh yeah, I recognize what he's writing about right now. I've been there, and you can really put yourself in the book. And that's what I really love about that detail that you provide in your books. But what inspires you to do this, Eric? I mean, have you been to all these spots? And when you get there, you're like, okay, I want to put Mike Scott here. And is that how the process, the creative process for you works?
You know, it changes. I've been to all the locations I've written about, with the exception of in Wreck of the Huron that I mentioned a minute ago. Actually, mm-hmm. there's a section that's in Cuba that I've never been to Cuba.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's all places I've been. I've had the good fortune of traveling quite a bit. But yeah, you know, so I'll imagine what would Mike Scott do in a situation like this. And with this one, I actually was reading, I've been to South Africa a couple of times, but I was reading about the water crisis in Cape Town, South Africa, where a city of 4 million people is literally about to run out of water.
Hmm.
And, you know, they've cut back to 2 minute showers, and it's illegal to wash your car, and all of these things, but there's still no solution. They need more water. When I dug into it, I found out that that's actually a problem around the world. That it's actually causing civil wars and some of these problems that we're having in the Middle East and that sort of thing is because of water shortages. So that was the inspiration for this book.
Well, yeah, and as far as, you know, water shortages, we have those here in Florida where we're based out of. Everybody in California can relate to it.
Absolutely.
You know, as far as not having enough to water your lawns and all that kind of stuff. So I was very interested, you know, like when you start throwing in all these detailed reports of, hey, did you know that? I mean, there's a lot of statistics that you have pulled, you know, from research that you did and you put into the book, and that really is based in reality, which is
absolutely
interesting.
There are a number of quote unquote news reports. There are things that I wrote because I didn't want to pull from true news sources,
right?
For copyright issues and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I rewrote them, but they're all based in fact. There's probably a dozen or so just short news stories throughout. And actually, for what it's worth, where I live in Charleston, West Virginia, one of the stories that's in the book was a water crisis we had here where the water supply was poisoned. Some water leaked into the water, or some chemicals leaked into the water supply, and about 300,000 people right where I live, right in the state capital, actually, didn't have clean drinking water for about a week.
Mm.
And so that was another one of the inspirations. It's like, you know, when suddenly your water supply is poisoned and you're drinking bottled water and you don't know where you're going to get your next clean water, it's a little chilling. It's a little disturbing.
Yeah. And we got to have clean water, not just to drink, but to dive in as divers.
Absolutely.
We want nice clean water whenever possible. Now, in the book, without giving too much away, you mentioned this Russian person who's a big feature in the book. She comes up with a way to desalinize water, like a technology that takes the ocean water, and this, you know, and turns it into drinking water. And this technology does exist. I mean, there's desalinization plants all over the world now, but to the level that you describe it in the book, is there real truth to this too, maybe? Or did you take a little bit of a leap in that regard, or what?
It's a little bit of, you know, when especially people who write science fiction call it extrapolation. You take current technology and you extrapolate out 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing exactly like what I described, but what's interesting is I combined the idea of making electricity, making energy from seawater,
yeah,
and desalinating the water at the same time. There are a number of efforts going on right now to create electricity using hydrogen fuel cells from seawater.
Yeah,
and
well,
so
that's technology that we've talked about on the show. That they were at the DEMA show, they're at the Long Beach show, and mm-hmm. they have a dive light that's literally powered by seawater.
There's even a ferry boat in San Francisco that's entirely powered by hydrogen fuel cells. So it's powered by seawater, And actually, the only thing that comes out of it, the only exhaust from this ferry boat, is fresh water. So the technology's close. Nobody's, to my knowledge, using it for creating fresh water for this issue, but it's there. You know, there's amazing things that we can do with seawater to power our lights and to provide fresh drinking water and that sort of thing. So it's a little extrapolation, but it's not too far off.
Well, before the cell phone, we had the tricorder on Star Trek. So
exactly.
Same kind of stuff, maybe. Who knows? We'll see how the future unfolds. But it's cool stuff for sure. And I love how you work all that element in. Now, let's look to the future. Have you already started working on the next Mike Scott novel? Not to get ahead of yourself, but...
When you read the book, one of the characters I introduced is an FBI agent, A.J. West, Special Agent A.J. West. And I've decided I actually want to spin her off into her own book.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already gotten that story outlined. That's the next project on my list. So I left the last story off just where Mike Scott's just about to get married. And so he and Frankie, his fiance, will probably end up going off somewhere nice. I'm actually thinking they'll start on the Outer Banks since it was just there and the place is fresh in my mind. And I got a couple of story ideas while I was down there. So they might just run into some kind of adventure while they're on their honeymoon.
Of course.
Mike always runs into something.
Exactly. So, but you're not planning to set him aside for this new spinoff. It's going to keep going in conjunction with a potential new spinoff for Agent West, I guess, from the FBI.
Exactly. I really liked her character, and I felt like there was a lot I could do with it. Mike Scott's not being put out to pasture. But, probably the next book will be the A.J. West story, and then pick up another Mike Scott right after that.
I gotcha. And Agent West, I would assume she is a certified scuba diver.
Well, you know, I haven't actually even addressed that, but something tells me she will be. The story I have outlined for her next, I don't see any diving in it just because it's a little more gruesome and that sort of thing.
Well, she dives down and finds a dead body. There you go.
Well, there you go.
Take it and run with it, Eric. BooksByEric.com. Check it out. Water Crisis Day Zero, now available. We got more coming up. Stay close.